Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Back in on it here on 96.5 The Fan, 9 o'clock hour here with Fesco, Mac, and Dusty for another hour. Then you get Cody, Golden, Drew from 2 to 2. C-Dot and Rob, 2 to 6. Vern, 6 o'clock. Don't forget tonight, Alex Gordon will be enshrined in royal blue for the rest of his entire life as he will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Gets one of those sweet blue blazers.
Nice.
I love those things, man. They're so clean. That'll be fun to be there. Can't wait to see all of that tonight and experience that. Get to see Jake Wills for the A's. Get to see Jack Caglione. See the Royals get out of this skid that they've been in. Hopefully they can start turning things around. That would be super nice.
Well, you got Sacramento coming in, so go out there and kick their tails in.
The Sacramento Lamb, I guess you call it. Get into the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Richard of the Week, of course, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles. Very easy to drink, especially when it gets hot and muggy out there.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, man. You mow that lawn, you go inside, grab that surf. What you should do is get Surfsides, put them in a cooler full of ice, and then when you get done mowing your lawn.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And you like those like 90s commercials where you jump into the cool full ice, crack it, you look down and be like, it's already gone.
Yeah.
That's like a great Saturday afternoon mow sesh, because that's what your boy's going to do.
Oh, get up in the morning and mow. It'll be too hot in the afternoon.
Well, I'll be busy in the afternoon. Yeah. Saturday, I can get my dancing shoes on.
Get your tux on.
Get to wear my you know, nice outfit and everything.
How'd your haircut go yesterday, Mac?
I was wondering if you heard that.
Oh, about the...
Damn it.
Do you not have your alarm set, like at a loud noise?
No, I woke up and everything, and then I just... forgot about it and went back to sleep and then woke up and I texted her immediately. It was terrible.
So Max says, you know, I need to get my hair cut. So I'll call my friend Amanda. She's been cutting my hair for 20 years. And Max says, okay, this was a month ago. No call. She's like, is this guy ever calling? I'm like, I don't know. So he finally calls. His sister's getting married this weekend, sets up the appointment, and I go and get my hair cut yesterday because I show up to things that I schedule. And because I'm an adult. And so Amanda's cutting my hair and she goes, your little friend...
Little friend.
Oh yeah, because she looked nice. You up. She goes, I got to find out who this guy is. She goes, nice. Why do you hire teenagers? I was like, well,
friend. That's he's 26.
He's a growing boy though. Exactly. Like I didn't say it. Yeah, I did. But this is. I mean, look. This is. You know, you're young, and all my friends are old. So she goes, yeah, he was supposed to show up at 3:30 yesterday for his haircut. And then 3:34, he texted me that he slept through his alarm. And I said, oh, okay, I'll take care of it. She goes, oh, no. I said, no.
I'll take care of it.
I said, yes. She goes, okay, fine. So when you have an appointment, you need to show up.
I know, and I'm not that guy, so I felt really bad about that.
You're not that guy.
No, I am not that guy. Richard of the Week, me.
Yeah. Oh. No, it's not. You can give yourself Richard of the Week for that, but now she can't pay her mortgage, so.
Oh, geez, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Yeah, your $20 haircut, exactly. Haircut was the last thing to keep that house.
It could have went one way or the other. She needed that extra $20 for that mortgage payment, and now,
Amanda, I'll hit you up again soon. Don't worry.
Now she's out on the streets.
Yep. Someone who is unfortunately on the streets that should not be on the streets is Antonio Brown.
It's time to put him away.
Law enforcement in Miami, Dade County, is looking to arrest a former NFL wide receiver by the name of Antonio Brown on a charge of attempted murder that we all saw many weeks ago, according to a warrant reviewed by the Washington Post. Here's the deal. We watched this happen. He walked out of a boxing event. He went into the street with a loaded weapon and fired upon a human being with that weapon. I'm sorry that I'm not into law enforcement, but what is the definition of attempted murder? Firing a weapon at an individual trying to cause harm or death? Is that not attempted murder? Trying to kill somebody? And then he goes on that stupid idiot stream, literally right after it, shirtless, acting like he's all big and bad and cool and nothing's going to happen. And here's actually the reality of it, Antonio Brown. You're going to jail where you belong. You cannot keep doing these things. And the way that he is, how he gets away with everything, and he gets all this pass. We've taken people off social media before. Take him off. He's an ass. He's a Richard. He's an idiot. He tried to fight his own bodyguard. His bodyguard was trying to save him in the same video. It's the same video.
Oh, no, but I mean, wasn't there one like a few years ago where he was like trying to fight the UPS man or something? This guy, I use the term menace to society, and this really fits Antonio Brown. He is a menace to society. America would be safer with Antonio Brown locked up.
And it's not like we're out here Like, it's not like I've been on my internet, like, watching it. They just pop up. I don't seek these out. I saw the video of him acting like an idiot. I watched it twice. And then he was on, what was it, Aiden Ross's live stream or whoever that guy is that's not also all there.
Yeah, and Aiden Ross, he's the worst.
Yeah, and he just
He's
a streamer.
He's a streamer. He just had Tyler Hero on his show, said history didn't start till 1950. That's where they're at in their society.
Yeah, Tyler Hero doesn't believe anything before 1950.
That's right. And then he has Antonio Brown guys on.
My dad was born in 1949, bro.
So it's real.
Doesn't that's your dad's
so
not
my
real.
Dad's fake. Your he's dad's AI. Fake.
Yep.
Okay. So he's AI before AI existed. So, why do we allow these idiots to talk?
Why do we allow Antonio Brown to keep doing this
stuff?
Yeah,
Antonio, it's time for jail. It's safer for all involved. And by all involved, I mean everybody.
And like going on podcasts and like telling lies and going on internet streaming and doing all this sort of stuff and acting like you're bigger than the world itself. Look, people thought that the Lord himself couldn't sink the Titanic. And what happened to the Titanic?
Down.
When you think you're bigger than everything else, you get humble quickly. And maybe this is the point for Antonio Brown. And that's my Richard of the Week.
You have to be willing to be humbled. And I don't think he's that guy. Who's your Richard of the Week, Matt?
Stephen A. Smith would be mine.
Really?
Stephen A. Smith for calling out NBA stars, acting like he is above the game and above the players. And you know, it's funny when he calls out people. He's allowed to call out anyone, right? That's his job. That's what he's allowed to do. Yeah. But if someone calls him out, someone says anything about him, do you know who you're talking about? Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if we have the audio, Dusty, but I could pull it up. But yeah, Stephen A. Smith calling out Tyrese Haliburton. Total.
And oh, by the way, just in case he was talking about me.
Ron Washington?
My brother, I'm not going away.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be here for
Who's
a while.
Who's the hype guy?
Is it read the news? I'm going to be here for
Jay Williams.
Wow. So next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that, I'm going to be here. And players far more accomplished and far more superior have made their efforts trying to call me out. How has that worked out?
You go Stephen A. Smith. I would go actually more with Haliburton as the Richard for telling people because they didn't play the game, they can't talk about it. That's just so stupid. That is dumb.
I agree. I don't like that either.
You know, I don't have the athletic ability that you do, but it doesn't mean I don't understand the game better than you do or have more of a clue about the game than you do. Yeah, you play the game. That's fine. Yeah. It's great. Fantastic. I couldn't do that, but you couldn't do my job either, and I firmly believe that. You could not come in here and do 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, 365 days a year, whatever it is, and do this job. So I do resent players who call out the media and say you can't talk about the game because you didn't play the game like Tyrese Haliburton did. I think that's a low-rent comment. I don't mind Stephen A. Smith firing back because he's not wrong. He's bigger than the NBA. He makes more money than just about every NBA player, and he's probably more known than every NBA player, but maybe there's 8 to 10.
But there's also a different way to be about that.
There is.
You don't have to be like, you know, you don't have to put your face in a giant still shot on the screen and just like rub it in their face.
But it is also acting. It is also a show. And sometimes we forget that. They're performers. Like, we're performers. This is what we do. We're putting on a show. It's
but
called
I don't
a
think
show.
That was
right?
him acting. That was him flexing.
No, and I think you're right about that.
Acting's when he's like, they stink. Lay off the weed. That's him acting. Yeah. Him going, I'm not going nowhere. And this guy's over there going, no, you ain't.
Yeah, Jay Williams.
Like, shut up, dude.
No, you ain't.
That's ballin'. Like, we don't need you to say it.
He's the ad-lib guy.
Yeah. But if Tyrese doesn't start taking shots at media that you didn't play, you can't talk about the game type
you
of stuff.
You missed one last week that I want to bring up to you. Remember we had this? Somebody brought it up on the text line. There was a high school track runner. And they took her state title away because she used a prop after she won.
I saw that. Why would you? Who cares?
She took a fire extinguisher and like acted like her feet
was cool.
Stripped her of her title.
Yeah, that's lame.
That's
really is. That was brutal.
Someone wanted us to bring that up to you, but I'm like, I'm sure he got it.
It was paying homage to
what was it? Maurice Green.
Maurice Green. KCK kid. You don't know Maurice Green?
I didn't.
He didn't. He knows.
There's signs all over KCK, home of Maurice Green.
No, you're fine. I don't know how much KCK you're driving around in either. So, just absolute brutal, man. It's just like she just had fun.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It's terrible.
We try to take the fun out of sports way too much. Too many adults get involved. Go back to your whatever you're doing there, Mr. Principal, with your pleated khakis on and your shirt tucked in
Come
and your
here,
gut hanging
lady.
Over your belt. come on, this is ridiculous. Mine, I was going to give it to these parents who were at Yellowstone National Park and brought their toddler up to meet a bison. And these bison are attacking people.
Look,
and
food.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're 1,000 pounds. You're going to bring your toddler up there. You're a Richard. But it has to go to the person on the text line who's mad at the Royals for not drafting this kid who's now pitching one game for the Brewers from Grain Valley and said, way to pass. So, typical Royals passing on a local product. They drafted Bubba Starling. How did that work out for you? Mm. And just because you're local doesn't mean the local team has to draft you. The Royals, to this day, you talk to people like, God, I wish Bubba was not there when we had a pick. Because if they didn't pick him, they'd be hearing from guys like that all the time, too. Well, okay, they didn't draft Bubba Starling. We still hear people complain about Albert Pujols not being picked by the Royals. Teams passed on him 10 times. He was in the 10th round. You can't draft every local player. Jacob, it's not their responsibility to draft every local player either. And quite honestly, there may be players better than that guy. Who did the Royals get instead? Jack Caglione and Blake Mitchell. And Blake Mitchell may be the top trade piece that they need to use to make their team better at the big league level.
Yeah, this kid's 23. You know, like you mentioned, same draft class, 6'7", 190 from Blue Springs. What it says on Swore Mobile. Went to Crowder College. Five innings, zero runs, zero hits, zero walks, five strikeouts last night.
And the other thing, too, is we don't need pitching at this point in time.
I'm sorry, four walks, zero earned, zero runs, zero hits. But, yeah, they missed on him, man.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yep, they missed on him. You know, the Chiefs missed on DK Metcalf. Come on, man. Yep. Like, what are we doing here? Hindsight is so, I would have hit that parlay if I'd have done eight rebounds, not nine.
Yeah. I mean, that's the part, like, back of the earlier talking about the advice from our dads and to enjoy the moment. Like, I don't have that side of my brain that's wired like, oh, you should have drafted DK Metcalf. I should have done that. We didn't. Move on. There's nothing you can do to fix or change that.
Your best friend on the text line says, so I guess Noah Cameron is not considered local because he's from St. Joe.
Well, they didn't draft him because he was from St. Joe.
I was trying to help out. F it, sorry. JAC, coming up on the inside on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty, subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Friday. That's right. That's the day of the week it is. We're getting ready to get out of here, start the weekend. Big, big weekend, big series for the Royals this weekend against the Sacramento team, the Sacramento baseball team. That's what I'm going to call them, the SBTs, the Sacramento baseball team. And I call them Sacramento because they don't want to be called Sacramento. So you tell me you don't want to be called Sacramento, you can get called Sacramento. So Sacramento's coming in to take on the Royals this weekend. Big three-game set for them. Jim Irsay would have been 66 today had he not passed away a week ago. So
we didn't figure out what the cause was.
I've not seen anything about that. Speaking of that, did you guys see the story about his daughter, the owner, now wearing a headset on the sidelines during games? I thought that was fake. No, that was legitimately real.
Yeah, she wants to know the football side of the game and make sure they're doing what they need to do.
Okay.
Communication's clear.
I'll be honest with you. If my owner was doing that, I'd quit on the spot.
Isn't that what Jeannie busted, basically? Yes. She didn't wear a headset?
I don't care who the owner is. Like, if Clark Hunt did that, if I'm Andy Reid, I'm out. Hey, I was talking to somebody in professional sports. They said, we had an owner do that one time, and we all quit. Like,
damn.
Yeah, getting involved, like that kind of stuff. You can't have that.
White Sox are moving.
Who, they trade Andrew Vaughn to Milwaukee?
Yep. New face, new place. That was their number one prospect at one point, Andrew Vaughn.
And they got that pitcher, right?
It's time for him to go, though.
And he needed out.
He needed it out big time, yeah. Who they get in return? Get that kid from Grain Valley?
No.
Aaron... I don't know.
Aaron Calvé or Salive?
Savale. Savale. Yeah.
So, yeah, they get a
change of scenery type of move.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. So, yeah, there's your. They're moving. Mm-hmm. It was going to be the White Sox or the Rockies that move first, and the White Sox they're ready to be active.
Well, the White Sox have been pretty active. Yeah. Luis Robert is their big trade piece, but he's not hitting well.
Maybe he's another guy that needs a new place.
Change of scenery, yeah.
Because they even gave him like a couple off days. They're like, dude, you got to get out of this. And they told him to just relax and take the weekend.
Yeah, seriously, they did, no, which 100%. Is a great move on their part. You know,
it's professional.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you doing all right? No, not really. All right. Like, that's why when you tell people like, hey, that guy might need a day. When somebody's like struggling, like, hey, that guy might need a day. It's like, all right. So you go to it. Hey, man, just you know, take 2 days off.
Okay. Yeah. Struggling.
But he's, I mean, he's got
Max
great
take
speed.
Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday off next week. He got the whole week off.
Yeah. You come in Thursday and Friday next week when we're off.
Did you see that Chick-fil-A made a funny ad? Said free Chick-fil-A sandwiches to dads on Sunday.
I love it. That's great.
For Father's Day.
That's
said free
great.
Chick-fil-A sandwiches for dads on Father's Day.
I always do
How
that to
many
the kids.
Dudes are going to show up to the drive-thru on 100%. Sunday?
Every Sunday I say, let's go to Chick-fil-A. And every Sunday they're like, yeah. And then they realize it's Sunday.
That's so mean. Every Royals game I go to, I hope they hit the foul pole so I get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. And I know it's going to happen on a Saturday night game.
We were walking out of the game in Detroit last week. They were passing out free Chick-fil-A cards to everybody. And I'm like, it says Detroit only. And my friend Britt's like, Dad, just bring it to the drive-thru. They'll take it.
Yeah.
And they will, because they know giving you a $2 chicken sandwich, you're going to buy all kinds of other stuff and it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. They're a well-run company, man. They get it. I mean, you see a long drive-thru line at Chick-fil-A, you don't hesitate to sit in it.
Yeah, you don't care. You know it'll be over quickly.
Yeah,
I'll
fast.
Be in didn't that like long the, line in 45 minutes.
Didn't like the mayor or the governor of Detroit literally get the CEO of Chick-fil-A and be like, dude, tell me how you did your strategy of getting things
Somebody
moving.
Did do that. Yeah, you're right.
Is he in Detroit or something like that? They called in the CEO of Chick-fil-A. It was like, how did you figure this out?
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. He goes, because this time when I get my city moving through COVID. And like, I remember when Chick-fil-A opened up their drive-thru, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There was that little sauce guy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need sauce?
Huh.
Now I can see how much you have. Oh, my God. I love Chick-fil-A, man. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's fantastic. It's a great business model. I mean, you drive by on a Saturday afternoon, and you see the one at like 69 and Metcalf, or 6935th Street, and the line's like all the way from 69 all the way past Metcalf, and it's 5 minutes, and you're in line. You got your food. It's like, it's incredible.
And it's always right. The order's never wrong.
Never wrong.
Yep.
Always right. They always thank you. Come back.
My
pleasure. It's just such a well-run machine when
you ever
it comes
hit them
to
with my pleasure before they can hit it with yours.
No. I might try
fun.
That today.
It's fun.
Are you going to the filet today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been become a Friday.
That's our Friday thing.
It's a Friday tradition.
Spicy
Friday
chicken filet. Biscuit, little tots, and a thing of ketchup.
You do a breakfast filet.
I either do the number one or I do that grilled thing that we talked about.
Oh, that's really good.
It's really good.
The chicken and egg white. Yeah, that thing is phenomenal. Yeah,
it's gone.
But today I will be doing the fried chicken sandwich.
You will be,
today,
right?
The number one, yes.
You gotta pile up for this weekend.
Woo,
you gotta be in Ottawa by tonight.
Yep.
You got a wedding tomorrow.
Yep.
Sunday, Chick-fil-A ain't open.
Yeah. Wait, Ottawa.
That's where he's gotta go.
Where the wedding is.
Yeah.
Ottawa, Kansas?
No, exactly. Ottawa, Missouri. Yes, Ottawa, Kansas.
Why?
See, if it's like not here, it sucks. Like,
exactly.
Why would you go to Lee Summit? Yours truly. Why would you go to Ottawa?
Stay for the night?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Friday and Saturday for sure.
All right. Friday and Saturday.
Hey, stay at the Howard Johnson.
I was going to say, where do you stay in Ottawa? The Ramada?
Here we go. Oh, boy.
Go see my friends at Bob Allen down in Ottawa. They'll take care of you. Tell Lee I sent you and get you a new Bronco.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
From the 479. Dusty, the Richard of the Week should be the PGA for not putting golf on the effing TV today. Thank you.
But this is how they do it, guys. We've been dealing with this since 2010. Even before that, when ESPNU was a new entity and every KU basketball game was farmed out to ESPNU. Because the only way to grow your subscription is to put stuff on there that people want to watch. What other college basketball team are you going to get people to buy your ESPNU for? KU, Duke, North Carolina. So you put them on there. You drive those fan bases there. Why was Peacock the home of the first NFL playoff game? Chiefs. Why are the Chiefs the guinea pig for every streaming device? Because it's the Chiefs. People will go. People will watch. People will pay attention. They'll sign up for your subscription service. You want to watch the U.S. Open? Now you got to be forced to the to the subscription services. So this is how they do it now. And you know, instead of us sitting around complaining about it, we just have to embrace it if we want to watch these events. And it sucks, and it's a pain in the ass to try to find all this stuff, but until they get it like all ironed out and, you know, figure out a way to do it so everybody knows where everything is all the time, it's the way they're going to keep doing it, because you know Netflix is going to have another package of NFL games.
So I promise we'll get into the Royals and our theory and what needs to happen next. Somebody brought this up because it's blowing my mind and I can't answer it correctly for you guys. Maybe you can come up with it. Culver's or Chick-fil-A for top fast food well-run machine? Boy,
it's Chick-fil-A.
Culver's is great, though.
It is. No, I mean, that's not knocking Culver's,
right,
but Chick-fil-A is like the gold standard of that.
You know who's secretly also pretty good? Andy's.
Andy's is the best.
They got that dude that comes out in that stained milk shirt with the bow tie. That's like, what are you guys thinking about today? I'm like, peanut butter, fudge, and hammer. I don't know. Those three words exist in one concrete that you have. Make it. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it's called, but peanut butter, yo, man. You know?
No, hey, Jew.
Yeah, but he's right there.
Andy's is phenomenal.
Scares the hell out of you sometimes.
You know who else is an efficient drive-through? Dutch Brothers, man. Oh, my goodness. They do a great job, too, with it. They got the guy with the tablet out there taking your order and doing all that kind of stuff. But no, Andy's knocks it out of the park. I had some of their custard the other night. Peanut butter and chocolate, baby.
Oh, easy. Sound like Matt going to OTAs.
Yeah.
Before we get into OTAs, let's spend 5 minutes on these Royals because something's got to change. Something's got to happen, man. I don't know what it is. I'm at the point where, like, I feel like a father on Father's Day weekend where I've tried to help out my kid. I've tried to tell my kid this is going to happen. I keep telling them that the stove is hot, and they keep touching the damn stove. And last night's game, as Denny described it, as a zesty ending, the Royals are third worst when it comes to runs. They're dead last in home runs. They're fifth worst in slugging. They're third worst when it comes to RBI, and they're fifth worst in OPS. They moved Michael Garcia to the third slot. Since then, he's 8-for-36. That's a .222 average. That's not good. Mm-mm. That didn't work. That's a failed plan. You threw out a stat. They're three for
39 in their last six games with runners in scoring position.
Correct.
0-for-17 in the Yankee series.
That can't happen.
0-for-5 yesterday.
Those are anomalies that cannot happen.
But 3-for-39 in the last six games, and that's the last week, and all three came on Sunday against the White Sox.
They haven't won a series at home since Mother's Day. Something's got to happen. And I don't want to hear people say it's Caglione. You know, he was supposed to be this guy. No, he wasn't.
We said it from day one. He wasn't going to be the savior. We said he's going to come up, and what else are you going to do?
And I get it. He's hitting .216. He's a rookie. He's played in nine games. He was hitting .241 yesterday. He went 0-for-4 and got called out a strikeout that wasn't a strikeout. Twice.
Boy, that umpire last night, by the way, that Aaron Judge strikeout, that I can't wait for PitchCom. If you watched to the end of the game last night and you saw those final two pitches to Aaron Judge, now you know why PitchCom is so important. The exact same pitch was called a ball, and then it was called a strike. We can't have that.
And that's the thing, is that, you know, I don't know if that's where Q's got to come out and just rip an umpire and get the dugout to kind of look at him and be like, Dad's pissed. All right.
That was a 27-year vet behind home plate last night. He umpired like me.
And I don't know if it's the hitting coach, because if we go back to the last time this happened, it was Terry Bradshaw, the hitting coach for the Royals. That was 2022. They fired Bradshaw and they promoted Zumwalt. And that's who your hitting coach is now. The reasons that we were told while Bradshaw was fired is because they were lacking scoring runs and they were not hitting home runs. I'm sorry, but nothing has changed in 3 years. They are not hitting home runs, and they are not scoring runs. Now, I know last year they did all right, but when your category of those stats that I gave you, third worst in runs, dead last in homers, fifth worst in slug, third worst in RBIs, and fifth worst in OPS, you know what group of teams are in that window? The group of teams that are in that window are the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Rockies, and the Chicago White Sox. You cannot and you will not be a playoff team when your numbers are in the same category as them, who are sellers, because if you're not and you are in those rooms, you start giving people the idea, you start giving people the thought process of maybe we should sell. I don't think they should. I still think they have something in this team. But again, I'm telling you right now, something has to change. You're below 500 for the first time in forever. Wow. You haven't won a war. You haven't had a home series win since Mother's Day. Wow. And you're scoring is lackadaisical. You're not scoring runs. You cannot score. You're hitting fine, but that's your situational hitting is where it's got to change. There has to be a different message being given.
They're like top five in batting average, but bottom of the barrel in batting average when it matters. And the only thing that I come back to, like, the hitting coach is always the sacrificial lamb, right? It's the easy thing to do. Is it the right thing to do? I don't know. But I was looking at an article from 2023, and I think it said all but six of the 30 teams in baseball have switched hitting coaches in the last 2 years. So it is a recyclable position, right? You bring in this, you take away that. So, like, I think there's a couple of things here. Number one is that your star is not a star this year. Bobby Witt Jr. is a .280 hitter. He's hitting about 40 points less than where he was a year ago. anybody in sports will say you're only as good as your stars are. You have, if you're a star player, you have to play like a star player because you can't rely on and blame the Michael Garcias or the AJ Melendezes or the Kyle Isbells or, you know, all of those guys that we like to blame because we really don't care about them as a player.
Well, and I'm not blaming Michael. He's just not a three-hitter.
I understand, but like we never want to blame our stars because they're supposed to be stars. Bobby Witt is not a star right now. He's not playing like a star. He needs to be performing better for this whole offense to be better. And everybody will. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't play well, Chiefs aren't going to be any good. If Halliburton doesn't play well, Pacers won't win tonight. You know, if Connor McDavid doesn't play well, well, then probably Edmonton loses a game. Like, your stars, albeit it's a lot of pressure and it's a lot to ask, when you're paid the big bucks, the expectation is that you're going to go out there and be that superstar. And Bobby's sitting 40 points lower than he did a season ago. And that has a big impact on all of the guys in the lineup because everybody else is now trying to pick him up. Same thing with Salvador Perez. I mean, he's not the star that he once was, right? And so when you're two guys that are kind of the names and faces on your team are having down years, it affects everybody else in that lineup. So your stars have to be stars first and foremost. You fire the hitting coach, fine. Then you better change the philosophy because I do think I don't like the Royals hitting philosophy. I really don't. I think it's too much. I think there are too many analytics involved, and I think the guys are thinking way too much. Take that away from them. Just let them think less, and everybody will tell you that in sports. The less you think, the better off you're going to be. The last thing I need is Vinny Pasquantino at the plate, who's been awesome over the last month, thinking about, oh my God, it's a rotation this, blah, 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 blah. See ball, hit ball. And I know I keep going back to that, but that's the most successful athletes in the world are the ones who just dumb it down and make the game simple. You hear that from guys all the time too. Simplify the game. I think the Royals hitting approach right now, they don't simplify the game. They make it harder because there's way too much information they're doling out there. Guys don't need that information. They don't want that information. It's too hard to act on that information when you're standing 60 feet, 6 inches away from a guy throwing a missile at your head. So I think that those are the two things. Your stars need to be stars, and we need to simplify this approach.
And maybe it's, you know, I don't know, man. It's just tough. I mean, something's just got to change. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I don't know where it happens. But again, like, you're hitting the ball. You're not situational hitting. If you're thinking about things too much, somebody brings up a good point on the text line. They said, you know, you have to start looking at the hitting coach because if they've gotten rid of all the guys that couldn't hit and they demoted guys and gotten rid of guys and DFA'd guys and they brought up the team that they thought it was going to be and nothing has changed. Because again, look at this. If this was a football team, and I want to give you this analogy before we get into the OTAs. If this was a football team and you were dead last in offense and you were dead last in passing yards and you were third in points or third last in points and your quarterback, you know, just nobody, the offensive coordinator is getting fired. Are we all agreeing on that?
Yeah.
They're not going to demote the quarterback. They're going to fire that coach. They're not going to, like, bring
in a guy.
Well,
they'll take away the play calling like they did with Nate Hackett last year in New York.
Slow burn.
Yeah. If you take away, like, the guy's voice, what's that going to do to the team? Now, all of a sudden, you got an awkward elephant in the room of like, oh, well, he doesn't talk anymore because he doesn't have the
privilege. You're right about that. You're absolutely, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But like 2 years ago, this was the perfect guy for the job. Like, and I'm talking about every hitting coach. This is what we do. That's why they're cyclical. That's why that article said only six teams in baseball have the same hitting coach they did 2 years prior because it's such a cyclical position on that. But if you are, like, usually when you change managers or coaches, you change philosophies. You go from a guy that's a hard ass to a guy that's a coddler, right? For lack of a better term. So if you're going to change the hitting coach, then you damn well better change your approach. Because I don't like their approach to hitting at all. I think it's too much. I think there are way too many analytics involved, and we just don't let players be players.
You saw players being players yesterday, Mac, because you were over OTAs,
baby,
with Gorilla Glue, duct tape, steel.
I know that I'm hard.
Mm-hmm.
Men's wieners.
Yep.
Great day at OTAs. Can't lie.
Hell,
getting pumped, getting movement. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bob said it earlier. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I can't help it, but this is exciting
it's
stuff.
Fun.
It's very fun.
You should be.
Yes. I'm
having
a blast.
Swimming it, brother. Yes.
I'm having
fun.
A blast. So first off, I think that you always kind of pick a new player going into the new season on defense. I think Dusty and I have both found some love for Jaden Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
I think on offense, I'm really starting to cling on to Jalen Royals. I mean, this guy has got more than what most rookies have. physically and from what I see on the practice field from a mindset standpoint too. I just look at this wide receiver group and I see depth and I see like a level of professionalism that I don't know if we've seen in years past from young guys too. I mean, this is Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy leading the way with Hollywood Brown right in front of them. And I like that too in drills. Hollywood Brown goes first. I don't know if that's any in particular, but both times
probably
I've been
veteran maybe
yeah. Kinda, I'm guess, gonna go yeah. first, show you how to do that, and then Rashee or Xavier goes, and then from then on it kind of just is a hodgepodge of who's next. But yeah, it seems like there is competence throughout the whole wide receiver room, and it looks like that could go five or six deep of actually having football players in the wide receiver room, which has kind of been a foreign concept for the Chiefs these last couple of years, one of which being Jalen Royal's a rookie. And I got to ask Andy Reid about, you know, as a rookie in this system, we've seen that maybe take some time. Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy stopped that trend. Could Jalen Royals do the same?
You know what? He's doing a nice job. We weren't sure quite how much we were going to be able to get.
That is the wrong cut.
No, we wouldn't have known.
Who are you talking about? Play the hits.
Yeah, he looks like he's a sharp kid. He works hard. He's strong. A little bit like Rashee that way. Probably more like Rashee than one. So it's he's got a little bit more beef to him. Thick lower body. But again, strong, and he's picked stuff up. He doesn't say a whole lot. Very, very quiet. But he picks things up and does a nice job with it.
So that's Big Red on Jalen Royals. So big like Rashee Rice.
Strong.
Not big, not like one.
He's quiet
like
guy.
One. Mm.
Quiet guy, but he comes to work, works hard, knows the playbook. I mean, you can tell from practice, this dude's huge. I think he's going to make a pretty much instant impact, especially if Rashee Rice is suspended, which we've heard from the text line. I think
I saw something yesterday from that ML
too.
Football, but I couldn't.
Stay away.
That
stay
ML
away
football it. Is a clown show, yes. Man. They really are.
Did you see source. The bottom? It said source ML football.
Is that what it is?
Because I was looking for it everywhere. Like I didn't
say source, but it said like at ML football, where you would put source like source, Diana yeah, Rossini at, or something. Right. Like that.
So I couldn't find it anywhere else. That's but awesome. They're like, yep. Oh, Rashee Rice isn't going to be suspended. I'm like, where is this? I texted a few people. Nobody responded back to me because they probably think, what are you talking about? You know, like so. I don't know. I don't. I'm not buying that from ML football. Now, unless they got something ahead of time, but I mean, their crap is just awful. I mean, you want to talk about like just people who blatantly just make things
they're
up to get you to click.
Saying things. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's why we didn't talk about that today because I assumed that was total BS.
Yeah. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Sources say.
I think the lead is TS, Trey Smith, on if he'll show up to mandatory minicamp next week.
We'll see. I don't know that, to be honest. I mean, these things are. We'll see where he goes. Where it goes.
Classic. Classic response from Andy.
These things are, you know.
These happen. We'll see what happens, and we'll go and we go. I do think it's cool that Josh Simmons is out there, you know, playing football and all that. Trey Smith, obviously, I think will get signed. I don't know. They got the franchise, the handshake deal. Now you just got to get the pin deal. But until that deal is there,
it's not a done deal.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to dot the I's, cross the T's, sign on the contract. And I would tell Trey Smith, stay home, bro.
Yeah. Makes sense.
We don't need you here. No, we really don't. Like, you're going to be just fine. And if I'm Trey Smith, that's the advice I give him. I'm not showing up. I'm not showing up to training camp until the contract's signed either.
Yeah, sign
these players only have very limited time where they can make money. I don't resent players for doing this. We'd all love to be in the... How would you like to walk into work? I'm not showing up today until you give me a better deal, right? Like, it doesn't work in the real world. And I think we're all a little bit jealous of that. He has an opportunity to do that. And he got paid his rookie contract, obviously very low, being a sixth-round pick. This is his first big payday. And he's earned every penny that he's going to get. And so if I'm Trey Smith, I am waiting for that right number. Because this may be the only next contract that he gets, right? If he signs a five-year deal, that would put him at year 9 or 10 in the NFL. Yeah. When you think about it, how much longer are you going to go? Hey, probably not going to get another five-year deal after that to be a guard, you know, in this league. This may be truly the only opportunity Trey Smith has to cash in. So... absolutely. You just wait your turn, man, and you just hang out until that deal is done, until you get a number that you're happy with, because you may not get another opportunity to do it. This may be his one time to cash in, and you got to go for it.
Be holding out until you till end of St. Joe.
Hell yeah. And then you don't have to go up there and sleep in a dorm, man.
That big body in a dorm room. And that heat, now he'll be in St. Joe. I can almost guarantee that. I would think.
Well, we thought that with Chris Jones. You know, this is kind of reminiscent of that situation a little bit where Chris was going to be here. I's were dotted. T's were crossed. Nobody, but we're close. Like, it was, well, I'll be day three. We're close. We're close. And then he's sitting with, you know, Dumb and Dumber up in that box in the JCPenney suits.
I mean, I didn't think he was going to be in St. Joe. I thought he was going to have one of those like fake injuries in St. Joe. Like that's what we were. That's where I was coming from with. Because I remember I filled in for. I think I was in for Cody one time, and I was like, "Yeah, why wouldn't you just do one of those things instead of getting fined? Be like, yeah, I'm in St. Joe, but my shoulder's just not 100%. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get. I don't want to lose my money.
But the bigger message gets sent when you don't show up. And I think ultimately, didn't they make it good to him on that with the fines? Like they voided the fines or something
in his contract. They did some sort of way, like a signing bonus or whatever it was. Which bluff calls bluff,
right?
Like, you're not going to go anywhere. You don't know that. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
You won't say no to this. All right. And since you didn't, we'll get rid of that money that you sat out with. But we'll get done with this show on the other side. We'll turn to what we're doing this weekend. A lot of similarities in this side of the room here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
By the Fan with Fesco and Dusty and Mac Morey as well on a Friday. I hope you all have a fun weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you dads. Happy Father's Day to you stepdads. And happy Father's Day to you dads that aren't here anymore looking down on all your children.
There you go.
And family members as well, because you still are here no matter what. Heart, mind, and soul, that's for sure. So even if you don't have a father today or on Sunday, just still, you know.
Mac, what'd you get me?
Yeah. A bad rep by sleeping through his alarm with your haircut.
Yes. Exactly, yes.
The damage that I got to do cleaning up for this kid, I'll tell you, man.
I know.
Coming behind him and taking care of all the business.
You always said you wanted a boy.
True.
Now you changed my mind.
You adopted late.
Yeah, very late. It's like that commercial they run on during the Royals games, adopting a teen, you know. I'll adopt you now. Which is really cool.
It's potty trained. It doesn't beg for food.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on over.
You know how to use DoorDash yourself? They taught me how to use that. Major trade in baseball, this one just went down. Aaron Civale for... Who was it? The White Sox? Andrew Thomas? What was his name?
Justin Thomas, Andrew Thomas, Logan Thomas, Nixon.
Andrew Vaughn, that's who it was. Yeah. Yes, Andrew Vaughn. It's a major trade, yes.
I believe he was a guy they called up in their system after like 26 games in their minor league. That's a lot of people who were worried about what happened to Jack Caglione. So like, we bring a guy up too early, it might, you know, cause damage. It's like, eh.
Well, if it causes damage, then that guy wasn't going to be a big league player anyway.
Right, he wouldn't, yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah. But no, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday being Father's Day, Mac, what are you two turning this weekend on a weekend?
Man, my little sister gets married tomorrow.
You're marrying your sister tomorrow? Yeah. What'd you just say?
My little sister gets married tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very regular sentence that I have never said before because this is insane. It's crazy. You know, you grow up,
you or your mom cry more?
Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mom, for sure. And dad.
Like, when my sister got married, we all danced and pushed her down the aisle. Go! She's yours now!
But with the age difference in our siblings, Fizzy and I were only...
Steve Fizziak's your sister?
We're only five years apart, which was not a big gap in our siblings. So we kind of grew up closer. My two older brothers kind of grew up closer. And, of course, as we all become adults, we all are like, oh, we're all awesome. We're all great. Here's we all connect. But... yeah, it's just, yeah, I remember playing, you know, games as kids and making up imaginary stuff and just, I don't know, it's just, yeah, I'm definitely going to tear up tomorrow. It's crazy. It became surreal about Wednesday. I was just like, whoa.
Do you like the guy?
He's awesome.
Okay, good. That's all that matters.
He is A1, dude. Total stud.
Cool. Good. That's what matters. Like, if your sister's marrying somebody that you really don't like, goodness, it's got to be just a nightmare. I couldn't imagine that.
No, he'll take care of her.
My sister and I are 5 years apart, too. I felt really close growing up. Then I went to college, and she stayed and went to high school, and I missed her whole high school life and all that. She goes, you weren't here for some of this. I'm like, well, thank God. But we talk every day. I mean, we were extremely close growing up, and I think we still are. I mean, we talk all the time, you know, constantly. Yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun for you, man. Be good. You know, just don't get drunk before the ceremony.
No, I'm going to, want to enjoy that, remember that all.
Yeah. Are you giving a speech?
I don't know. I haven't been told, but I imagine I could grab the...
No, nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to. That wasn't my plan. I don't want that at my wedding, so I don't want to do that at someone else's.
Yeah, I think, Dusty, you and I were talking about that the other day with these best man and maid of honor speeches. We met in Jesus.
The worst.
Come on.
We're starting a kindergarten.
I don't speak for everybody, but I think I do on this topic. When you give a speech and you're a maid of honor, you're a best man. Hey, to the two of you tonight that we're celebrating, congrats. Let's all get wasted and drop the mic. Nobody cares that you guys met in first grade.
And we were in Miss Tonges' class, and you sat on a peanut butter sandwich, and I cleaned your butt. Oh, and that's where the friendship stood.
Hey, Frank, remember that time that chick came over and we both had our time? Oh, dude, stop. It's like Steve Buscemi and The Wedding Singer. Yeah, not every kid's perfect, Dad. Man, it gets awkward. You don't want it to happen. Enjoy the week.
I remember giving a best man speech at a wedding one time. I said, remember that time you were on the roof with that girl you used to date? What? No, I didn't. But that was a true story. There's about five people who get that joke in the city, and that's fine. If they were listening, it was definitely meant for them. You'll have fun, man. Enjoy the moment. Make sure you enjoy it, because I know when you get married, you don't remember your wedding. It's a blur. Make sure you take some time out and enjoy the moment.
Do you know what's on the spread? Wedding food's always big. Big wedding food guy.
Like tacos, street style tacos, really good. Like
lots of farting tonight.
Yes, homemade tortillas. Okay. Yeah, this is like, I don't know if it's like Texas, like you saw, Bob, but we went and tried them and tested them out. They're damn good, dude.
All right.
I'm pumped.
Everybody's just smashing tacos at a wedding.
Great idea.
And I think at like 10 or 11, when it's all kind of ending, is like Pizza Hut's going to come in.
You got to bring in food for the people at the end.
A lot of pizzas are coming. So.
Pizza Winch.
Yeah, bring in some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
No kidding, dude.
They'd be there right away. You got to bring in grub at the end.
Oh,
so.
What about you guys?
Congratulations. We got BMA on Saturday,
man. Dancing.
Yep. Going to be Dancing with the Stars. I will get emotional on Saturday. It's a very emotional day. Maloney's going to be there. Emily, like everybody, my parents flew in for this. You're literally the only person not going.
I'm sorry.
You can still get there. Just,
it's early.
It's early. Yeah. So that's what we got going on this weekend. My family's in town. I danced 10 years ago for the BMA Foundation. My parents haven't been back to see me emcee this thing in the last 10 years. Jen's dancing. They fly in. Hey, Jen's dancing. So we got to go see her. Mm-hmm. So I know I'm going to cry. I get teary eyed every year at this because it is emotional. Jerry and I have a special bond. You know, he lost his son and whatnot. And I give him a lot of static on the air. But I'm going to let the cat out of the bag a little bit, Dusty. We're going to announce that in the 12 years, I think, that we've been doing this, 13 years, whatever it's been, over $10 million has been raised for Kansas City.
Wow.
And all that money stays, right here. We have two people that are going to dance on Saturday that each have raised over $100,000. My wife has done well over $60,000 on this. I'm so proud of her.
Game up,
you know? Yeah, right.
Only 60.
60.
Right. And like, I am so proud. I've never been more proud of my wife than I am for this. And I know when she dances and I watch that, she's like, do you want to know what I'm dancing? Nope. I want to know nothing about it. I want to be genuinely surprised. And I know I'm going to be crying like a little baby when I see her out there, because I am so proud of her. And I'm so proud of all the work that, you know, Jerry and the BMA Foundation have done over the years, and his daughter Julie, who's now running the foundation. They've done such an amazing job, and it's going to be a great night. We're going to have about 800 people down there at the Sheraton, and we're going to rock that place, and it's going to be the best party of the year, and we're going to raise some good money and give back to Kansas City in a great way. And so that's what I got going on this weekend. My parents are in town spending Father's Day with my dad. Like, I don't know that you could script a better weekend. I really don't know that I could script a better weekend.
There you go. Yeah. Tonight, going to see Gordo get inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Going to go out there with the old Norwegian and some friends, so that'll be
that'll
fun.
Be fun.
Yeah, for sure. And then Saturday, Bob said it, BMA, just got to not, can't, got a big test for Dusty here. This is an elegant room. And I think there's a lot of people there going, oh my God, he's here. Mm-hmm. Gold being one of them is going to be like, okay, Dusty.
You're sitting with my mother and father, so make sure you're not on your best behavior.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they'll love me by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you got the 7:15 to 7:20 period where you're in charge of them. Everybody's gonna have a schedule of when they're in charge of my parents. Yeah.
The hell's mom and dad and Dusty? All right, Ms. Fesco, so here's what you want to do with this. Lick your hand,
right.
Take the shot, and then suck the lime. And Mr. Fesco, if you're a man, you'll squeeze that lime in your eye and snort the salt.
That's right.
Who the hell's this Dusty guy? Can he come back home with us? No, I need him for next week. We got a big 3 days.
Hey, look, you're going to have a good time because you and Gold are at the table.
Maloney?
He's not at our table.
We put him in the corner.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Corner. Yeah,
nobody puts Bologna in a corner.
Well, he put himself in the corner. So you got you, you got Gold, you got you my go. Parents. I'll be there for a little bit before the show starts. You got Diane's going to be at your table. Emily's going to be at your table. Like, this is going to be the loud, rambunctious table. And Diane's mother, Helen, there. She's, I probably shouldn't say it on there, but she's going through some stuff. So love up Helen when you see her at the event.
Going through a breakup?
No.
I say I could help with that.
Yeah, you could. Well, I mean, Helen's a beautiful young lady. And so you can have fun that table, if you guys aren't the loudest and having the most fun, I'm going to be ticked. Oh. And then Ralph and Michelle are sitting at the other table. So the Millers will be in the house as well.
So if I run out of Zins, I know which table 12 I got to get to.
Find Ralph.
Ralph, I'm dry, bud. I need one. What do you got, spearmint or mint?
Spearmint. Hey, Mac, if you need a contact at Pizza Place, let me know. I know the owner of the Ottawa Domino's. LOL.
There you go.
Hey, everybody out there, have a fun weekend. But most importantly, call your dad. Think of your dad. Say a message to your dad. Do whatever you got to do for your dad. But also go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. Cody, Golden, Drew, coming up next from 10 to 2.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.